Christmas. I'm telling you, your entries in the Art of Dessert every year are outstanding. Can you give us a little hint of what we might see from you this year?
It's something new, it's something different, and I honestly don't know if anybody has ever tried to make one of these before.
Oh my gosh.
There's a whole lot of trial and error going on here, and I'm getting a lot more error than I am success, but I'm getting close.
See, that's the secret, is just to try and experiment a little bit. Otherwise, you know, not just with pies, but you end up eating the same stuff all the time.
Oh, it's true. And it's something that I think it's going to blow some people away if this is successful.
What's the most you've ever gotten for your pie at the pie auction at the Art of Dessert?
That was the first year with the bacon one that I did. It was a couple thousand dollars, I think. That was the highest grossing pie that they had that year.
Well, you know, the Sudbury Food Bank really appreciates your involvement every year, and this year is a particularly tough year for families in and around Greater Sudbury. So the Art of Dessert is going to be a big, meaningful thing for you. What inspires you in your busy life to be involved in a fundraiser like Art of Dessert?
Well, it's a great cause, number one. I mean, like you said, the times are just, with prices going up and everything, more and more people are relying on the food bank. And an event like this, it may seem like a silly idea to do some baking to raise some money, but I mean, like, it's a chance for people to come out. It's a chance for people to actually see and get a lot more exposure with the food bank, thanks to the social media, you know, posts that people have when somebody buys a pie here or bids on this dessert. And, oh, look at the cake. I mean, the cake auction is a whole other situation there.
Yeah.
But it draws attention, and it doesn't allow the message in the media to get buried out there, it seems, because we're dealing with sweets and people like to eat. Well, Food Bank does so much good in the area. They really do hit the nail on the head when they say that it's almost better for people to donate money, because that money will go further than a can of food.
Yeah, the unfortunately, it doesn't go as far as it used to, as we're all finding with our food budget, but it really does mean a dollar buys way more than a dollar's worth of food. And that's why, you know, getting a couple thousand dollars for your pie means, you know, quadruple that amount of money that is going to go into buying food for our member agencies.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the thing is with this, you're almost more inclined to do with the online bidding and everything like that, to get involved with it, than to gather up a bag of, you know, cans from your pantry or this or that and head down to the food bank. I mean, it's, like I said, it's a way that really catches people's attention, and it really gets, I think, a lot more people involved with the cause. And at the end of the day, we're one community, but as this one community, this is an event that pulls a lot of people together. And I really think that a cause like this is, you know, it's fantastic. So I'm happy to be a part of it. When they keep asking me to come back, obviously I must be doing something right with pies.
Yes, obviously. Will you be able to be there with us on Thursday, November 3rd? It's at the Food Bank Warehouse as usual. Will you be able to join us?
I am hoping to, but I'm thinking that I might have to go and cater an event in Ottawa on Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, so I was hoping you were going to be there.
I don't know.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to be there, because I also have a donation up for auction at the Art of Dessert. It is the art part of it.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm one of the celebrity artists, and I've got a little Christmas decoration thing that I hand-painted, so it's going to be up for auction. We're going to launch our Christmas card campaign as well. There's going to be lots of really good things on the silent auction table, and it's just going to be a lot of fun, and I hope to stand there with you at your pie while you explain to people what you did, and they look and their eyes glaze over and go, oh my God. That's amazing.
Well, depending on my success rate, this just might also make it into the art donation box.
Ooh, all right.
Not in a good way. It's one of those Jackson Pollock abstract pieces.
Well, I look forward to it, Chris. As always, thank you so much for being part of this very important fundraiser for the Sudbury Food Bank. And yeah, just keep on baking, and I look forward to your entry this year.
Well, we'll see if it turns out. We're hoping for the best, and if not, I understand that I can buy a pie from a few places around town and put my name on it.
Oh, Chris Mask.
No, hey, they said that they needed a pie. They didn't say it had to be mine.
Well, I'm pretty sure they did.